Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Thank you for joining us. Today is June 21st, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here. We really appreciate you following us and sharing our radio station with your friends and family. Remember to remind them that we can only be found on the internet or through TuneIn Radio, and you can follow our podcasts on YouTube, which is also on the internet. So I guess the internet is really the only way to really find us. So remind them that, because we're a growing show. And we also have a lot of really interesting shows on this station. The Anti-Media Radio Show is one of them that I follow. And so is First Cup in the Morning, Before the First Cup with Jules. It's a not to miss show. She tells us about things that we're going to be discussing today. I'm sure she knows all about Serco. So today I brought back with us Maya, who is a host on another show occasionally, I think now. She's sort of retired from it. But we had her on a few weeks ago, and I had to get her back on because she discussed something that I had never even heard of. I mean, it was kind of like when I realized that San Onofre was not an observatory and was in fact a nuclear power plant, which happened to me about 4 years ago. So thanks, Maya, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I have to admit, this time I'm not coming to you from the middle of an organic farm field, but it's a less confident no notes me this time.
Well, this is the interesting thing. You know an awful lot about it, and it's something that you tell me. Why is this that you've been saying that, you know, the hosts on the other shows that you've been on, they don't really want you to talk about this? What's up with that one?
Okay, so I played with the big boys last night, and I shouldn't have done that. I actually thought when you were asking me, when you asked
well,
me
what do you mean by the big boys? Who's the
well, I mean, oh, I went, I did do, I used, I co-host with Natty Jeff on Mixler, which is M-I-X-L-R.
Natty Jeff is considered a big boy?
Well, yeah. No, I stayed up too late last night.
Oh, is that what you meant?
I thought I was coming with you on Friday, because the last time we did it was a Friday. So this morning when you sent me that text, I was still up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot. So I apologize for that. But no, so occasionally Radio Confluence is the show. It is the station that it's also on TuneIn. It's on.
Yeah, we've had Jeff
Mixler.
On. He's awesome.
Yes, so I co-hosted with him last night, and we just had fun, and we stayed up too late. The reason I had retired from it is just simply because of my job. I was working two jobs. Now I'm only working one, and I forgot my notes today. But like we spoke of earlier, I live, I have kind of just really lived this horrific company for years, and I don't think there's much I don't know about them. So I think I'll be okay.
When did you first find out? I mean, how did you find out about them, and what made you start digging?
Well, I had said this last time. I was in a pretty bad marriage, and went through rabbit holes, and
But what made you stick? I got that, but what made you stick because of how terrible they are?
No, because they're incorporated in the state of Maryland, and because I could dig through all of
because you could do the digging there.
Yes.
I found an article this morning when I knew that I was going to talk to you. I started looking around. What's the news for Serco? Serco has just got awarded a $101 million contract to manage. Now, Serco is a British company.
Right. Correct.
Now, they have been hired in the state of Virginia.
Correct.
By the Defense Logistics Agency Distribution. The contract has a 1-year base period and a 4 1-year options period and is valued at a total of $101 million.
Yeah.
Oh. And.
Sorry for that.
That's all right. I mean, this is just completely stunning.
Probably just one of absolutely.
This is where it says the work is going to be completed at the Navy Fleet Readiness Centers in North Island, California, Jacksonville, Florida, and Cherry Point, North Carolina. Serco will deliver planning and forecasting, data management, procurement, inventory, storage management, and environmental reporting on all hazardous materials. including nuclear materials.
Yeah.
Through forecasting models that help reduce inventory and storage levels, listen to their language, the company will assist DLA distribution in lowering its overall ownership costs, including...
Meaning they're going to sell it, right? Okay.
Including hazardous waste disposal costs.
Uh-huh.
So these are the kinds of things. This is the thing that just blows me away, Maya.
Wow.
I hadn't even seen someone that. Has to write these contracts. There are people all along the food chain who look at this and say, wow, this is actually a good idea. They're like literally selling us out as we go along. Like,
well, I'm because just you can't just look at the name Serco. Like, if you Google Serco, it's like, okay, here's one thing. But like I had said, and I'm so sorry I didn't bring, you know, I mean, I could sit here and list 50 names of companies that are all companies owned by Serco.
Yeah.
So when you see a company, they always have an S in it. It always has, you know, some kind of A. There's a pattern, and it's so easy to trace. And that's pretty much what I did, Lonnie. I was like, wait a minute. I see Serpent, I see Spectra, I see this. And I'm like, well, that's Serco. So I would just trace it. And it really took a lot of time.
Listen to what they do for CERN.
SSA, anything. Anything with an S, an O, an A, a C, they own. It is a subsidiary of Serco. Yes, Serco was, like I said, it was incorporated in 19 as from RCA, you know, as RCA in England, but the company in Virginia, that is their headquarters. They're headquartered in Virginia, but the shadow government that runs Serco, the Corporation Trust Incorporated, is incorporated in Maryland. So, and Corrections Corporation.
Wait, say that slower. Say that slower. Say that slower there. What's in Maryland?
The Corporation Trust Incorporated is the shadow government. I believe, this is my belief, they're incorporated in Maryland. They operate on out of Camden Yards, out of the Oriole Stadium, basically the warehouse there.
It's called the Corporation.
The Corporation Trust Incorporated. So Corrections Corporation of America also, which runs all the prisons and is just buying up every single prison left and right, all the same company. So it's all the same company. And when they refer to the United States as a corporation, this is, again, just my opinion, it is the Corporation Trust Incorporated running the government. Now, Serco has so many different levels, you know, like I said last time, between running healthcare, the schools, the prisons, the control towers, our security, you know, any security. If you hear of security for the president, that's all Serco. They do everything. So there's absolutely, like you said, who writes these contracts, who's doing this? There's no competition. They're doing it all. And for as much as I know, because I haven't had time to research it, they probably wrote whatever, you know, Trump is going to bring out or unveil as the healthcare plan. So, and they definitely own him too. So, and anyone that thinks otherwise is silly.
Oh my God!
All of our defense, Boeing. It's mind-boggling.
It's a British company.
It is correct.
This is what, I mean, I just went right to the Googles to try to regurgitate what you had said to mm-hmm. me, to try to get mm-hmm. to ingest this, because it's stunning that this corporation has its tentacles in everything. All of our, when you look at what it says in, I mean, just on the Google, you know, Google is, you can't use it as a great resource, you know, for academia. But it does get, I mean, because basically they write it. That's why you can't trust Wikipedia, because anybody can edit it. So they write it themselves. It says, operates private and public transport and traffic control, aviation, weapons military, detention centers, call centers, prisons, and schools on behalf of its customers. Now, what schools? Are they running schools in the United States?
They wrote the... the Common Core. That was all Serco, and
what
they benefited from. Yeah, that was their contract. It was $125 million contract.
But so when we hear about these $1 million contracts coming through the government, you can pretty much guarantee that Serco.
Yeah, it's easy to trace back to them, and you have to trace it back. Just like I was saying earlier, it's they have the unfortunate part of what the alt media has to bring forth is that their egos cannot escape them. So instead of, you know, just completely diversifying and giving it a different name, they keep the same letters and numbers or symbols or serpents or triangles. I mean, it's just like, unfortunately, the pedophilia thing. Sadly, it's so easy. There's a mark on everything they do, just like some of the events that have happened previously, and there's dates where it's the shadow government. That is who's running our country, and everybody's like, oh, who's the shadow government? It's Serco. It's so easy to figure out. Why doesn't anyone get it? I don't know.
How is it that they got their claws into it? I mean, how do we get them out of our government? I mean, that's the thing. How do we end this? I mean, why do you,
great question,
Mark. They don't, when these contracts come through, it doesn't have the name of Serco on it. It has the name of these other corporations.
They just set up a new corporation every time, right? And they just create subsidiaries of of this and that and the other. And how do we, okay, so again, it's 1919, that's when the Federal Reserve Act was enacted, and we have all of this happening at the same time. Serco's major board members, I read them last time because I had my notes. It's Morgan Chase, it's Bank of America. I mean, it's all banks. It's all banking. So they just, I said last night on Jeff's show, we're just putty. We're putty in their hands. And I can't even watch Fox News anymore, because that's even ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know how we get rid of it. Maybe awareness is all I can hope for.
Do you know anything about this new guy, Dave D'Aquino, who's been appointed? Have you heard about him?
No, I have not.
Okay, because they just had this announcement June 16th, 2017.
That's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, that was when they announced the new
appointment.
Maybe that's God's gift to you. This is your new mission to find out who the heck this guy is. His name is David D'Aquino, D A C CQUINO. He's now the new chief executive officer. But to me, this is listen to what they say about him.
Yeah, because what happened to the other guy, Chris? I know he stepped down 2 years ago. I guess it took him 2 years to find someone.
Well, according to the articles that I was reading this morning, he stepped down because they were having some very bad things like child molestation.
Oh, they've been indicted slavery. For stealing money. I mean, they've had some pretty, if you Google it, was in the UK, same company, but in the UK, I wish I had my notes.
It says Serco chairman to leave troubled government contractor. This is from the British, the BBC News, right? And the things that they just offhandedly mentioned.
Yeah.
The 6-month ban on securing new UK government after it was accused of charging for tagging people who were either dead or in jail.
Yeah.
The same highlight reported child prostitution. And then they were talking about slavery. So how did it get like this? How did these people worm their way into it? Did they come in with the Federal Reserve?
Yes.
So they were part of the plan with the Federal Reserve.
They were part
Reserve.
Of the plan from, right. This is
because the Federal Reserve is not owned by Americans. I'm correct on that, right?
You are correct on that.
And it's British.
It's a private bank, right?
Right, but it's a British private bank, and Serco is a British private corporation.
Correct.
At which we are on our knees to them all the time.
Correct.
And there's nothing we can really do about it. Except, I mean, I have to say, for me, you know where I think we can really build this up against them is for us to get, I think I talked about this, community rights. If we get community rights, then we're on equal standing with the corporations, because at this point, we don't have the power to stop these corporations unless you assert your community rights and get it ratified at a state level. Then we have a basic chance.
Well, you remember when Trump ran and he's like, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The swamp cannot be drained without completely, basically, you have to assume anyone. I mean, I always used to wonder myself because I live so close to D.C. and I was like, why? And I was a business owner and I made a lot of money. And I was like, why would anyone go into government? Why would you do that? And that was a terrible way to think. But the truth is, there's no money actually in that job. It's what comes after. I mean, it's the, you know, I mean, now they're crucifying Trump for his ties with Russia. But we still don't talk about Hillary's ties and how she sold 20%, you know, of our country's uranium.
Wait. No, what we're talking, but when we have to be clear, this is the. Really, you talk about, let's be clear, we're talking about government contracts selling Russia, government contracts selling Russia our uranium, as opposed to Trump private money from Russia. And in fact, since day one, he's been breaking the emoluments clause. It's illegal for the president to actually take money from a foreign corporation. And in fact, the Trump Organization wrote Congress and said, we can't comply with the emoluments clause. Sorry. I mean, that's incomprehensible that people will defend Trump and say, and then bring up Hillary like Pavlov.
Well, and here's where I was going. If I could go full circle, and I agree with you. The point is that people rally behind a Trump or Hillary, you know, and you asked me last time, and I told you I'm an anarchist. I don't believe we need government, big government. I don't believe we need the District of Criminals to run the United States. I do believe we need local government. And as I told you last time, I told my children, please get involved in local government to save your community, to change. You're right. That is the only way that we are going. We can't like take our guns and, you know, go rise. I mean, my gosh, that's silly to think. So you're absolutely right. So how do we get people to do that? We cannot get rid of Serco. How do we get people more involved in their community? Posting local meetings, you know, the everything. We have Freedom of Information Act. We have free speech. Everything that the government locally and globally does has to be, you know, told in advance. But no one cares. No one gives a crap because they don't know about companies like Serco. They just don't care. They're like, I'm going to deal with my little world and my little life. And, you know, here I am. I'm
well, you know what I think it is, Maya? People, at least myself, until I met you, I believe that all these individual corporations like the one that controls our prisons, right? The mega corporation that we all know and rail against.
Corrections Corporation of America, right. CCA, right. Yeah.
We rail against them, and we were all quite happy on his way out when President Obama said, hey, let's get rid of this private industry of corporations and let's take it back. So we were all very happy. There was a big sigh of relief for anybody who's had any family members in and out of prison, which I have. So that made me feel, wow, at least he's done something right on his way out the door. And as soon as Trump gets back in, that was one of his first signing statements. We're going to like start now prisons for profit. And Jeff Sessions says we're going to keep the prisons full. So sure. The Nazis are full in control again.
Sure. Because
but I want to get back to this thing about Trump. You know, it's funny. Do you know that Serco named something called the Trump Project?
No.
Uh-huh.
Why am I not surprised at all? Come on. Really.
But this
that's
is
why
the,
we have to get rid of this whole left-right well, this, you want, paradigm. I mean,
why would they call it Objectives of Trump? Trump is trial, T-R. Now, they go through twists, like you said. It's interesting that you brought this up. Because they are twisting like a pretzel to create this acronym. Trial, Usability, Maturity, and Process.
Hey, guess what? We own him too, guys. So everybody get on board.
I mean, is this
don't try to fight us.
Right? Is this a subtle message about Trump when they started this?
Absolutely.
Is this how they work? You know,
that's their ego. That's the egotistical. Don't anybody think that this election wasn't thrown and, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe we own Trump more than Hillary. It's silly. It's ridiculous to get behind any president right now. Until we get rid of Serco. That's all.
I think we can't just get rid of Serco. I think we have to work. I think the first thing we need to do is get our elections back and demand paper ballots. Get rid of those ridiculous machines.
I wholeheartedly agree. I tweeted that out last week.
It's like last night's election, you know, this so-called election that they had in, you know, really, the Banana Republic is firmly in place. Like, it's obvious. It was won by 2 points, 1 point. How easy. Greg Palast himself has documented that our machines can be easily rigged from far away up to 30%. So we live, unless people get actively engaged, we are going to see the Republicans, just like in South America, they have elections. They have elections down there. The same party gets elected year after year after year. You know why? There's no elections, for real. Everyone knows it's a sham. And when this thing with circles, it's all tied in. This is the gold mine of the information you're bringing to our audience.
For some reason, I don't have, like I said, I don't have my 500,000 pages of notes with me, but DynaCorp pops into my head, and I know that it has something to do with ballot boxes. That's also Serco. So,
say that again. What?
DynaCorp, D-Y-N-A. DynaCorp. I don't know why that popped in my head. It just popped into my head, like, when you said that about the ballot boxes and... There's definitely, I mean, that's all over the internet. There's a really great website called thegreenreport.com, and that guy does a lot of great work on ballot. You know him?
I haven't
followed. You should get him on your show. He's great.
Okay. I'll make
Greenreport.com. He's fantastic.
I used to follow him, and this is a reality. Like, there's only so much time in the day, so there's a lot of people that I just can't follow like I used to before I went to school.
His name is Brad. I can't remember his last name, but I've actually interviewed him, and he's actually just brilliant with ballot box. He knows.
Oh, you mean Brad Friedman? You're talking Brad Friedman? Yes.
He knows everything about the voter fraud that, like, I know about Serco, and sometimes it just takes people that have taken the time to do the research to understand the problem and to just get it out there. So think, you know, locally, act locally, but, you know, you've got with the internet, and while we still have the availability of putting your shows on YouTube that they're not going to take down and whatnot, Brad Friedman is great about that stuff. It seems like he's more about, well, he's also against vaccines, and that's kind of how I found him, because I'm also against those. But, you know, he's great. Gosh, he has so much knowledge.
This is the thing about the vaccines. We'll get off this.
You want to go
this,
there?
This is the, well, we can just do it for a second, because I really want to get back to Serco. But this is really the funny thing about the vaccines. People get mad at people for their children. You know, my child's been vaccinated and your kid's going to make my kid sick. Well, if your kid has the vaccine, they shouldn't be getting sick, right? So that disconnect in people's mind is just, it's insane. Like, if the vaccines worked, the kids who were vaccinated wouldn't get sick. So who cares? It's a personal choice in that regard. So,
well, it's not anymore. It's not a personal choice. I mean, I have a child in high school, and I had to get an exemption for her because I would not let her get certain vaccines. And think, I'm so lucky to have found... I have done that. Like I told you before, I have a couple of platforms, one of them vaccines. So I stood in that platform years ago, and I had to get a doctor to say, you know, I had to get, I guess she was excused from having them because she's a junior in high school, because they were forcing me to vaccinate my child. And I'm like, I'll just take her out of school, because I am not going to kill my kid with your stupid vaccines. And she doesn't need 300 of them. Like, when I was a kid, we had 28 vaccines. Now they give kids 300. When you go to the doctor and you get one shot, it's actually 20 different vaccines. And that's just not good. So anyway, but yeah, I just don't feel like, I don't feel like anything should be forced upon anyone. And that's, I kind of feel like it's upon you to know what, like, okay, so my daughter, like, this new vaccine came out, I can't remember the name of it, and it was the one, my oldest daughter is 23, she was 16, and it was like a brand new vaccine.
That HPV one?
Yes, and that's it, yeah, and I was like,
that's an insane.
No way am I giving it, it's a brand new vaccine, and they're like, you have to have, I'm like, no.
Did they really?
Yeah, no, I did not, neither of my children have gotten that vaccine. And you know what? I told him, hey, you guys, you're not that vaccine would kill you or give it to you or whatever, but you're not going to pass out in the hallway and not know why because you had a bad vaccine. But I don't know. I think we're just so under a strict rule that people don't realize that it's just mandated. You can't think, you can speak freely. And you can have your own thoughts, but you can't really act on them.
Well, okay, this is the thing. We can think freely and we can act on them, but this is the hard part. You have to be clever on, I mean, fundamentally, when you get down to it, we really, you know, especially with private prisons, we don't have, as we've seen, you know, with the murder of this, that guy that got shot by the cop in the last couple of days, that video that came out, like, right, really? Right. And that young woman, okay, she's a drug addict, but you don't have to plow through people. I mean, this is really what a militarized state looks like, folks. We're not, when people say, oh, well, we're going to turn into the Nazi. Well, we're here. Like, World War III is on. If anybody hadn't noticed, it's on.
I said that last night. That's what I said over and over and over last night. It was like, in case anybody doesn't realize it, it's on. We are putty in your hands. Let's talk about shooting down a Syrian jet and then the Russians, you know, flying by our...
United States is being charged with war crimes by the United Nations right now for the white phosphorus. That, frankly, in my view, that Trump has abdicated his role as president by allowing Mad Dog Mattis. I mean, he has granted the Mad Dog Mattis. He basically told him, go do whatever you want to do. Yep. Only talk to me if you're going to drop a nuclear bomb. I mean, there's a reason why our founding fathers asked our president to oversee the military, because of things like that. And this, those 400 deaths of civilians.
Back to the Constitution, right.
I mean, and what happens in our country is we are not utilizing, like this thing with Serco, how did they get, it was because they came in with the Fed.
Right.
That's essentially what happened. They came in with the Fed. They were founded in 1929.
Yeah, as they were RCA before that. So, I mean, everybody, like, they were founded when
Serco was founded in 1929 as RCA Services Limited.
Right. Which everybody's like, oh, RCA is the best. It's great. Look, we have TV. Come on.
Right.
I mean, come on. And we've been following that pattern.
And then it became General Electric.
Right. Yep. We've been blindsided. We've been just completely.
I mean, General Electric do you think that Serco is the reason that we're not hearing about Fukushima? Because those are GE, General, you know, Westinghouse, General Electric, all these nuclear power plants. Serco's built them all. They've created the nuclear industry.
You think? Yeah.
So do you think that's why we're not hearing about it?
I think it has a lot to do with controlling the media, controlling what information gets out there. I think the one saving grace that we have is that the powers that be kind of misunderstood how quickly the internet and Twitter and YouTube and researchers, when all of a sudden you give people with a brain the power to get their information out there, and they're like, oh shit, all of a sudden everybody's finding stuff out. Now we got to shut that down. So I promise you, there's going to be some type of shutdown. There's the internet, you know, whatever Patriot Act has already been written. Somehow this will get shut down as well, because they are freaking out.
The internet, they're going to shut it down.
They're absolutely going to. They're already. I mean, what did Google buy Amazon? Like it just keep these conglomerates just keep swallowing up. I mean, I'm 49 years old. I remember that there was a monopoly. So you had to have several power companies that you could choose from. That is no longer the case. That is not even an option anymore. So the media, what, is owned by 5 companies? So that's why you're not hearing anything. 93%.
Well, we can thank Bill Clinton for that one. Bill Clinton
Yes,
did
we
that.
Can. Yes, we can. Well, it's probably been going on for a lot longer.
Right. It would have been somebody else if it wasn't Bill Clinton.
He pushed it through. Correct. That's right. All he did was just push it through. I mean, this is all they put in their office who they want. Because they've been doing it for so long and it's so easy. Everything that is negative in the media is funded by Soros. It's so easy to figure out. And that was kind of one of my wake up moments too. I said, I've lived in Maryland my entire life, except for a couple of years. And I thought, Baltimore doesn't riot. Why are we rioting? This doesn't make sense to me at all. I lived in South Baltimore. We don't do that. And I looked it up and I thought, oh, Soros has been funding all of these churches and, you know, just fueling this rage. And it's just
so
stupid.
I will disagree with you on that. I don't think that it's funded. I don't believe that you need to fund it. People are rageful.
Someone's funding it.
I mean,
it's not Soros,
look,
it's Coke. You know what I'm saying? There's two sides. We need to.
Well, this is the thing. The whole thing about the funding, I think if there was even no funding, people would be in the streets, because people have had it. Like, men and women are getting shot by cops in our city. White people are really in the crosshairs of it. You know, people want racial justice. I mean, what is wrong? It's not. We don't have racism in our country. What we have is a racist government. Like,
what we have is a broken judicial system.
I mean, the whole, but what is this is the thing. It's kind of like this. We're all sort of trained to keep our eyes not looking at who's causing this. Like,
right.
Why is it that we have police officers who are trained to be afraid of Black people? That's essentially, all of them say, I fear for my life. All of them.
Well, I think that's
they don't go to work and say,
hear.
I'm going to kill somebody who's Black today. They go to work and freak out on a Black person and kill them and get away with it.
Well, I think that's the stories that we hear. I think that again, the left-right paradigm, the black-white paradigm, all of these paradigms, it has to be broken down. We have to get to the core of the problem, which is we want people in prison, so we're going to keep marijuana illegal, and we have to, you know, put people in jail on stupid drug charges. Like marijuana, you don't die from it. No one's ever died. Why not alcohol or opiates? Why shouldn't you go to jail for that? I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's all about money. It's all about money. What you hear and what you see is simply what the controllers, the Corporation Trust Incorporated, Serco, what they want you to see, what they want you to hear. Soros and Koch, they're the KOCH, same thing. One funds one side, one funds the other. It's like, okay, so here we'll have this argument. Here we're going to... Now we have... look, I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in any government, any big government. But you have liberals and you have Republicans and you have everybody just fighting. And that's exactly where they want us. They got us where they want us. We're putty in their hands. And that's how I opened up the show, saying we're putty in their hands. And it's for that very reason. How do we control the masses? We need you to work for us. We need you to be a labor force. We need you to not think or speak or talk or have a brain. Just to get do the work, pay your taxes. Let us use your money to fund wars that are not necessary. And everything's fine. If you don't do what we say, you're going to have a problem. That's kind of how I feel.
That's kind of like the mafia. I mean, it is pretty apparent that we have the mafia running the world, like, right now. And Serco is the mafia head, it sounds like. They're the big don.
They say they only run, like, 17, or sorry for the echo, or 16 countries or something. I don't believe that. I think that they're lying. I think that they pretty much run them all. But there's a big battle going on in, you know, between, well, they definitely don't run Russia. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in that. But it's all part of it. You know, I mean,
They're the British government. It sounds to me, though, when I look at the history of it, it looks like it's just part of the British government. Like, it's just an extension. I mean, Kevin Blanch is famous for saying that the United States never really left Britain, that we do whatever the Queen wants. And I think that the idea behind Serco is that really... that's where it leads to. It's this idea behind Serco. And they work on behalf of the British government. So the British Empire is at hand. In fact, the key people is Sir Roy Gardner. His name is Sir Roy Gardner. He's the chairman. Right. So.
Well, like I told you, Nicholas Soames is Winston Churchill's grandson.
Who's Rupert Soames? He's the CEO.
He's the brother. He's the brother of Nicholas Soames. So they just. Yeah. So they just, it's a false flag, really. And everything, even the Boston Tea Party, I've been down some deep rabbit holes. I won't even go there, but it was just a false flag to start a war. So a civil war, a fake civil war. So whatever.
Well, you want to hear something funny? This is how they twist the words. When you look on the Wikipedia for Rupert Soames, right? Instead of saying he talks about being the former defense minister of Secretary Duncan's grandson of Sir Winston Churchill, without every reference about who Winston Churchill was. I mean, they want us to sort of go, oh, yeah, they're just regular guys making their way through because they have connections. So they're, they're just well-placed business people who know how to run things.
Right. And the royal family isn't German. I mean, come on. So.
So is there anything that you know about with Serco right now that is like big, that you know, like things that you think that we should be thinking about? I mean, like this idea that Serco just got awarded, this to me is a very big thing, that Serco is going to be running management of hazardous waste. I mean, the work on this contract will be performed at 3 Navy Fleet Readiness Centers. So this is one contract. So they probably have tons of contracts.
Oh, they have tons. You just have to know the names.
Oh, listen to this. There's headquarters in Reston, Virginia. Serco has 8,000 employees and an annual revenue of $1 billion. Now, that's our $1 billion. We're paying them.
Well, that's just Serco. Wow. That's not all of their subsidiaries. So
that's right.
Look up CCA. I don't have a computer in front of me, so... You know, and my research is a year old. But yes, there is one thing, and it is a year old, but they are running the RFID chips. So, like in the state, like I can't fly. Yeah. So in the state of Maryland, when you get your license, there's an RFID chip in it, and they run all of that too. And it just, it wow. unveiled itself in Maryland. So you're just being tracked everywhere you go.
So they have information on everybody. So this this is their press release.
And you can't fly if you don't have that. I don't have that license. I have to renew my license, but I don't want to.
Well, you need to have a passport to fly now. You cannot
also with an RFID chip in it.
You cannot fly without a passport now.
Yeah. So. Well, you in Maryland, you can't drive without this new license. And honestly, they did a dumb thing a couple of years ago and they let them go for like 5 years, I think. So I have an old license, but you know, my kids were like, I'm going to get the chip in my hand. And I'm like, you're freaking morons if you don't think that that's going to be a problem. Because like I said before, let's just say you go to the liquor store and buy a six pack of beer for a friend or for you. And then you go buy a pack of cigarettes. And then next thing you know, you get a bill in the mail for your health care that has gone up $6,000 because you smoke and drink. Like, come on.
Oh, wow.
Be smart about things, everybody. This is, you know, and Amazon is unveiling. I said this last night on Jeff's show. Amazon is unveiling this virtual closet. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. So they're going to put a virtual closet to entice people to try on clothes in their home. Hello.
What?
Like, yeah, why not just have constant surveillance? Like, that's what we're under. And when you see things like happen about the London bombings and all these things, and then, oh, there's no footage. Where did the footage go? Oh, that camera was broken. The 7/7, you know, last year, the bombings. And it was like, there's no footage. The camera was broken for that moment. But yet we're just inviting constant surveillance into our homes with our phones, with echoes, with...
Well, you know, there's a group of people that would say that those of us that don't want surveillance are resisting the future, because if we want to move into the time of the Jetsons, which is what we have, quote, this is from them, which we have to do, then accepting this and understanding that surveillance, it doesn't remind you, they say surveillance is not that big a deal. It's kind of like, have you seen the movie V for Vendetta?
Yes. Well, no.
Well, you must see it. It's actually a must-see, especially an anarchist. You have got to see this. Like, it is really... V for Vendetta was done a few years ago, and it seemed like so outrageous. And yet, especially with this idea of Serco, this sort of tied it in a little bow for me, to be honest. This is why Serco... This is why we can't get to... Why there's no fair competition in our country, right? This is why if you invent something and you send it to the government to get a patent, if it's a great idea, they come back and say, somebody already invented that. And you'll find another corporation has your very same idea with one little minor tweak. And we know that it's your idea. This is extremely common. People are almost afraid to send in their patents to the U.S. government because it's so corrupt. They'll patent it in a second country, in a different country first, where it's not as corrupt. But in the United States, if you send in a novel idea, you're likely going to be told. I mean, I think Larry Woods talked about this. So this is all so...
Heavy. It's heavy.
We're in a really heavy pit. This is the deal. Like, we're in a stew. We're really in the stew, for real.
Yep. Yep.
I think this is why the only way out is community rights. I would still encourage everybody to go to celdf.org and take a look at how you can engage and get community rights passed in your own little township, wherever you're at, whether you're incorporated or unincorporated, because I think that the time is, I mean, Trump is about to start a major world war, that he's going to start something before he leaves office. This is just his, he's so Nixon 2.0. Nixon did his worst deeds in Vietnam and in the that whole area down there when he knew he was being caught. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. So
sure. I think he was actually stunned as well that he won. But again, you know, there's what, 5.7 million illegals that apparently voted, and also
that's
Circle.
Actually not true. That is,
I hope it's not.
It
but
is
Circle
a big
also
lie.
Runs the visa immigration.
It is
visa.
Actually a huge lie. You want to know who has gotten convicted of election fraud, which is, or voter fraud, which is voting incorrectly? Are Republicans. As a matter of a fact, the few people that they found, they've only found a few instances of people illegally voting. Now,
but how do we really know, Lonnie? How do we know the truth?
Look,
that's hard
evidence.
To tell.
This is how we know the truth. You can follow the events happen. You can look at Greg Palast's work.
Yeah.
Greg Palast has a team of 10 or 13 people, something like that. To look at all these things and investigate it. What he has found is election fraud is, and so has Brad Friedman, by the way.
Right.
So this is why I follow them both, because they're both excellent at digging into what's real, what's not real. What he says is very little voter fraud, a whole lot of election fraud. Like the election fraud runs
right.
the government practice.
There is a difference there. You're right.
Voter fraud is when people vote illegally.
Right.
Election fraud is when there's rigging, scrubbing people from the polls, shredding votes, not counting votes, discarding votes. I mean,
well, look at the election officials, and you speak about locally, you know, and you're honestly, you kind of gave me hope, because I was like, this whole heavy Circo stuff, it really kind of killed me. And
yeah, but you see, they're a corporation. We can get them on corporate
law.
We can stop them because once you get community standing at a state level in the United States, on the plane, you have the state, the corporations, and the federal government are all equal in the eyes of the court. So you can actually make a good legal standing if you have community rights.
Right.
If you don't, then you're subordinate to all of those people. This is why we can't do jack to stop the fracking, to stop the nuclear, the gas. We can't. And this is why people who, like the victims that come on my show and explain how they are being marginalized and basically harassed and acting like they are a pain in the neck when they are victims. They ought to be compensated by the courts correctly. The reason is because of the way the laws are written, subordinates the needs of their health to the profit of the corporations.
Well, and it's all hidden. I mean, everybody has to work. No one has the time. I mean, I had the time for a couple of years to just really, I'd spend almost, I can't even believe I'm going to admit this, but 12 hours a day just digging down rabbit holes. Fracking is another one of my rabbit holes. And it's just like, it's all so hidden. It's all covered up. It's just like, fracking is great. We're going to, you know.
Fracking was illegal before Dick Cheney left office. That was one of his big coup d'etats, was he got that whole thing about we're going to pass fracking. And it was Barack Obama who started fracking the daylights out of the country. I mean, let's be clear. That was Barack Obama's legacy.
Well, you've heard of Martin O'Malley. Everyone's heard of him now because he's like somehow become, you know, a national figure in politics. Well, he sold out Maryland and he gave the Eastern Shores becoming an LNG, you know, a liquid natural gas site where they're going to frack and then send it to Maryland and then ship it to China. And it's like, no, we're going to. It's called Cove Point, if anyone wants to look it up. And that just broke my soul. I'm like, you sold. If you look at my Twitter, which is MMK61668. Anyway, he sold out Maryland, kind of ran for like a little bit of the presidency. And they're like, okay, so you sell out your state and we're going to let you run for president. Well, obviously he didn't make it because he wasn't high enough up in the Circo standards. But he sold out our state, and now
we only have 10 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
You're saying that the Circo board of directors is the people that basically oversee who gets to run for president.
Oh, sure. Well, why wouldn't they? That they run everything.
Yeah.
For sure they do. They. Why would?
Well,
Maryland...
I think this is very interesting, this Trump project.
I don't say this... Serco. I say the Corporation Trust Incorporated. That's the...
Uh-huh.
Serco is different from the Corporation Trust Incorporated. The Corporation Trust Incorporated runs the country. Serco has all the contracts from everything else, the CCA.
And Serco's line is, Serco Inc. is a wholly owned subsidiary of Serco Group, PLC, a $5 billion international business that helps transform government and public services around the world. They say exactly what they do.
They do. That's their ego. They put it all out there. And they own the railroads. So take that $5 billion. And then I told you before, I have over, I'm going to say honestly, 100 subsidiaries. Take that $5 billion, take that by 100 subsidiaries, even if it's only a million each or a billion. That's it's a lot of money.
Do you know what this partner is to Serco? Because I was reading about this Trump. The objectives of Trump, trial usability, maturity. The Trump projects involves three partners and one subcontractor. Serco Usability Services coordinated the project and provided the usability expertise to user partners IR and IAI. So
no, but you know, it's like I was saying before.
I think it means Inland Revenue, a tax collection department of the UK. That is what it says. Inland Revenue is IR.
Yeah.
And Israel Aircraft Industry is IAI.
Well, I told you they own Boeing. So, I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. It's horrible. But for sure, like, I have to go to work, so I can't, like, spend the time I used to when I didn't work because I was a stay-at-home mom.
It's the same thing with me.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's so simple. You're like, look, I'm going to take, you know, three clicks on the Google and find out, whoa. It's unbelievable.
See, this is the thing. After reviewing some of these documents about the pattern and the things they're talking about, you can actually see that inside this corporation, this is really the empire philosophy. We know best.
Right.
Of course, we know best. And it makes logical sense to them that they would run the prison industries because they're going to be the ones that are going to clean up the streets from the ne'er-do-wells and the people who don't deserve to be in society.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is their...
We're going to save you.
And they're proud of themselves for this.
Uh-huh.
They think war is the natural path of humanity. They believe that. Like, they have no regard for human life. So they bring people to the point of desperation. And then they say, oh, well, look at these people. They kill each other. Wow.
It's like the Planned Parenthood philosophy. I mean, it's just eugenics. I mean, it's just like, wait, there's too many people. We screwed up.
And I'm going to defend Planned Parenthood. I don't know how it got started, but I will tell you what, Planned Parenthood is a great organization. And anybody who talks about it.
Margaret Sanger.
Talk about how it was started, but I will tell you what it is today. I'll just tell you what it is today. Today, it is the one place where a woman who does not have a good doctor can go and get birth control, get looked at regularly. I mean, it provides free birth control to anybody who is of childbearing years, period. It gives men and women control. So this demonization about Planned Parenthood is going to push my button every time.
No, I don't want to push your button. I just want to say this. It shouldn't be a federalized program.
It should. Why not? Why not? Why can't it not be?
Nothing should be federalized. Nothing should be overseen by the government. Yeah, I know. And I love you for that.
I think that I really firmly believe in socialized medicine. I think all medicine, all school, that's the purpose of government.
But then they force vaccines on you. Then they force vaccines on you that are
That's a different issue. No, we're not talking about the government. No. Government provided health care does separating mandatory vaccines is a separate issue. Mandatory anything from the government is a separate issue from providing health care. Health care is not, should not equate vaccines or mandatory treatment. Like this is
what the federal government runs it. It does.
This is the issue. This is where people, it's almost like the Serco thing here, Maya. It's not the federal, it's these private corporations. Like, do you know what they found when they set up Obamacare? Do you know that Humana, who is the largest insurance carrier that provides health care to Medicare, they're their subcontractor? One third of the fraud came from inside Medicare. So it is not the government mandating it. It is these private corporations that say, if we're going to give you health care, you have to do this. You don't have a choice. It's not the government. So this is where we have to unpeel these sticky messes that have, the language has gotten, it's like as soon as you mention Planned Parenthood, well, Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. Really? Yeah, but
do you know that Bill Gates' father was a lawyer for, like, there's a lot of ties, and the Gates Corporation and all of their foundations.
The bottom line is,
is all tied together.
But people don't stop buying Windows magazine. Look, people don't stop using Windows and haven't stopped using computers because Bill Gates is an evil bastard. Like, let's just be clear.
I agree with you on that.
You know, that doesn't mean that Planned Parenthood and the current situation, I have worked, volunteered for Planned Parenthood. So
I have as well. And I want you to know, I agree with you.
And this is the thing, though. We have to really be clear, even about these government services. Right. Because it is people like Serco, they run our healthcare systems. That's what they say. They run our healthcare systems.
So, and if they're behind and they're evil, it's an evil corporation. And you're absolutely 2000% right. There isn't these corporations. It's kind of pretty much one. So
and the Russian corporation. So there's like two sides on the planet. Right. Maybe we've really gotten to 1984 where we have three.
Agree to disagree. Agree to have a look, I can have a conversation with you and you don't freak out on me. Like we can agree to disagree. We can have a good conversation about it. That's a really important thing. So government, local, and just listen to people who have a different opinion and don't discount them for that. Like, be like, maybe you'll learn something from it. Maybe you heard something. I heard some stuff I disagree with, but I'm going to take it. I agree with you. And so that's, I think it's important. I think people,
it's not just agreeing to disagree. It's respecting each other's opinions.
Exactly.
It's,
right.
It's not really agreeing. Like, I don't really agree to disagree with you because the reason I'm stating my opinion is to help you see a different point of view.
And because
to help us gain an understanding and like figure out, because honestly, we're all battered wives. We're all in this thicket of, we don't know what's right and what's not right.
Right. We have
less than a minute left, and I hope that you'll come back soon because this thing with Serco, I really want to dig into this thing with Serco. This is really where it's at, so I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, Lonnie, thank you so much. I will spend some more time doing some more. I mean, look, you knew more than I did of late because I haven't had time, so I appreciate it.
Well, let's dig into it, but tell us, how can people find you and find your work? Like, what's a good place to find you?
I'm at MMMM, like Maya Marie Kropp, at 61668 on Twitter. So it's at MMK61668 on Twitter. And that's pretty much the only thing.
MMK661?
61668. My birthday is 616-61668. And on Twitter, that's the only place. I don't go on Facebook.
6168.
61668. Awesome. Yep.
Well, put your courage feet on. Thanks for joining us.
Bonnie, thank you. I love you.